In this bulletin, Australians expected to spend more than $3.1 billion on Boxing Day sales. Ukraine's leader set to meet Donald Trump in Florida this weekend. And in sport, Boxing Day Ashes Test sets a new attendance record for a day of cricket at the MCG. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Australians are expected to spend more than $3.1 billion on Boxing Day sales this year, with 2 in 5 Australians making plans to shop during Friday's sale. According to data released by PayPal, 48% of Gen Z and 46% of millennials said they would be taking part. However, 31% of Australians who were surveyed said they were taking a buy better, not buy more approach this year, and 24% said they're now cautious with big sale events. Sales are set to continue this week, and shoppers like this one are hoping prices come down even further.
Everything is getting more expensive. Still, the sale, it's not like that much. We hope it's coming more down and down because, you know, like the sale always, it's not just about ourselves. We have kids, we have family. So we want more sale and discount in the country, please.
Paddleboarders who narrowly avoided tragedy on Christmas Day have praised rescue teams in Victoria. Rescue crews in Portlington sprung to action after another family member raised the alarm when the pair failed to return after 5 p.m. Local police, aerial units, lifesavers and a Coast Guard team searched waters before a helicopter spotted the pair on their paddleboards waving for help. Elsewhere on Christmas, a mother and her daughters were lifted to safety by helicopter after encountering difficulty while kayaking. In a third rescue, a 41-year-old man missing for about 2 hours was spotted by searchers on Lake King in Painesville just before 3 p.m. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet with U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida over the weekend to discuss security guarantees and post-war reconstruction. The Ukrainian leader says his side will also seek to raise territorial issues, which have been a key sticking point with Russia refusing to relinquish key areas, including the Donbass. Mr. Zelensky says he'd like to see the Europeans involved in Sunday's meeting, but he doubts whether it will be possible at such short notice. He also says significant progress has been made in talks, which included what he called a good conversation with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Mr. Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner.
To be honest, the 20-point plan we have been working on is 90% ready. Our task is to make sure that everything is 100% ready. It is not easy, and no one is saying that it will be 100% ready right away. But nonetheless, we must bring the desired result closer with every such meeting, with every such conversation.
To sport now, and in the Sydney to Hobart, Lion Honours favourite Master Lock Comanche has led the Sydney to Hobart fleet into the first night down the New South Wales coast. Back-to-back Lion Honours champion Law Connect was first out of the Sydney Heads around 1:10 p.m. on Boxing Day, but surrendered her lead, tacking out to sea after 6 p.m. While rough conditions forced 5 yachts to withdraw on the first afternoon of the race, as of 10 p.m, 124 boats remained on the journey to Constitution Dock in Hobart. To cricket now, and Australia and England's latest Ashes battle has broken the all-time attendance record for a day of cricket at the MCG. A crowd of 93,442 fans poured into the venue before tea on Boxing Day as England quick Josh Tung claimed 5 wickets to help the tourists skittle Australia for 152. The figure surpasses the previous record crowd of 93,013 for the ODI World Cup final in 2015. Cricket Australia CEO Todd Greenberg says the turnout cements cricket as the national sport.
The numbers of interstate tourists and travellers is nothing short of phenomenal. Nearly 35% of people who come today to this test match will be visiting the MCG for the very first time. So it's incumbent on us, the sport, the venue, the government, to give people a wonderful experience when they're here today. They're going to watch some great cricket, clearly, but it's more than about the cricket. It's actually bigger than cricket. It's bigger than about sport. This is one of the nation's great events.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.